Okay, Psalm 73. The psalmist is having a fit, right? Psalm 73, he is really having a fit. He's envying the wicked. Have you ever been there? Every now and then you get in that place where you don't comment. Why are they getting blessed? And I'm walking with the Lord, sacrificing, doing his service, doing his will, and these people around me who have nothing to do with him are blessed right out of their socks. What's going on, God? What's going on? And that's exactly what the psalmist is saying. This is a psalm of Asaph, and I love his honesty. That's what I love about the psalms, because in the psalms we see a pattern for when we have frustrations. Let's just not tell everybody else in the world, but let's go ahead and let's talk to the Father about it. Let's talk to God about it. He's really, most of the time, the only one that can fix it anyway. Anyway, he describes them and he says even they're full of hot air. Then he goes on and he says, what's going on here? Is God out to lunch? Nobody's tending the store. The wicked get by with everything. They have it made, piling up riches. I've been stupid to play by the rules. What has it gotten me? A long run of bad luck. That's what. A slap in the face every time I walk out the door. Then he goes on to say, still, when I tried to figure it out, all I got was a splitting headache. I love this translation. This happens to be the message. All I got was a splitting headache until I entered the sanctuary of God. And if you have your Bibles open, that is the turning point. Until I entered the sanctuary of God, then I saw the whole picture. Now he sees they are on a very slippery road and their end is not going to be so delightful. When I was beleaguered and bitterly bitter, totally consumed by envy, I was totally ignorant, a dumb ox in your very presence, Lord. Have you ever felt like a dumb ox in his presence? I have, right on. But I'm still in your presence, but you've taken my hand. You wisely and tenderly lead me, and then you bless me. Ah, I love that, and I'm sure God loves to hear the psalmist say that, and he loves to hear it when we say it to him today. You're all I want in heaven. You're all I want on earth. When my skin sags, oh, golly. You know, that when I fell in love with this psalm, I had no idea the meaning of that verse. The older I get, the more I go, oh, Lord. When my skin sinks and my bones get brittle, God is rock firm and faithful. Amen. Look, those who left you are falling apart. Deserters, they'll never be heard from again. But I'm in the very presence of God. Oh, how refreshing it is. I've made the Lord God my home. God, I'm telling the world what you do. And you know, that's a nice translation. I mean, it's kind of a fun translation. It's very true to the word. If you go to King James and go to Hebrew, you'll find out that the translation is true, but it's just talked about in modern English today, relevant to the world today. But the verse, the translation that I love of the 28th verse is from the Old Living Bible. Not the New Living Bible. The New Living says it different. So let's stand and let's say verse 28 in the Old Living translation. This is my life verse. Let it be yours. But as for me, I get as close to him as I can. I have chosen him, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful ways he rescues me. Amen. That is a key to the kingdom. What's the key to the kingdom? The key to the kingdom is, until I went in to the sanctuary of God. That's where we need to go to get our heads straightened out when we're having problems, when we are envying the wicked, when we're in sin ourselves. What we need to do is we need to go into the sanctuary of God. We have the keys of the kingdom. They're right here. They're within our reach.